Hello, my name is Cecilia Sting. I work as a lecturer at the Norwegian Business School.
Hello, my name is Anne Swanberg, and I'm also working as a lecturer at the Norwegian Business School. Our concern is that many of our undergraduate students show too little interest in the subject of organizational behavior. This behavior might be explained by students' lack of experience from work life, their belief that the course requires little work effort, and that some students' perceptions of the class have been colored by previous students' experiences. We therefore ask,
how can we make business students understand the importance of learning organizational behavior? We have experienced that teaching organizational behavior to young business students is a challenge. And this challenge increases with growing class sizes, up to 400 students. Feedback is important for student learning, but not possible in a one-to-one basis in these large classes.
In order to find out how to increase motivation and learning outcomes in these large-scale teaching challenges, we organized a number of different teaching and learning activities based on the idea of constructive alignment, focusing especially on giving the students feedback during the semester. Constructive alignment is the idea of making sure that teaching and learning activities are aligned with the intended learning outcomes. The learning outcomes is also a description of what the students should know for their exam. The teaching activities are therefore to be aligned with exam content and form.
So, what did we learn? We have gained a broader understanding of activities that work well as feedback for students in large classes. Learning outcomes show to be an important help for some students. For other students, however, we experience that they would have benefited more if the course activities were mandatory. From a teacher's perspective, constructive alignment in teaching can help organize activities to support student learning. Even if we gained some insight to our research question, more work needs to be conducted in terms of achieving a greater understanding of this challenge. We hope you will find our article of interest. Thank you.